edge with his fishing pole. There's a soldier hugging his dad after getting home. There's a man in his overalls plowing across his piece of ground. You don't have to look far, all you gotta do is look around. This is NRA country, we love the stars and stripes. This is NRA country, we love the outdoor life. We hunt and fish and teach our kids not to live life in a hurry. It's where I was raised, this is NRA country.
Yeah, a little NRA country, baby. This is Ray I down here in Anderson Services in Mountain View, Missouri. Welcome back to the show. And if you're just joining us, we're having a great time here with some Thomas Coffee and Krispy Kremes. We're here in the Missouri Ozarks promoting the Ozarks area from the flood of 2017. A lot of great businesses, great folks down here. And if you're going to spend some money, spend it locally here in the Ozarks here. If you're within the sound of our voice, if you're from out of state, we welcome you over. Come on down, and a lot of beautiful things down here in the Ozarks. We've got a guest getting ready here to go. We just had the Wagyu girl on. Boy, that beef jerky. We're going to ask our next guy about that first. But we need to get a little intro for our next guy. Let's do a little intro there, Matty G.
I can still remember the smell of fresh oil from my granddaddy's duck gun. Getting a wink of sleep, waiting for the morning to come. And then there's the time my dad and I went a line down at Lake Lake. That's where he taught me to tie this knot that I still use today. These are the memories that mean so much to me.
Yes, indeed, boys and girls, we have the one and only, and I sincerely mean the one and only, Brandon Butler, Conservation Federation of Missouri. Thanks for joining us this morning, my friend.
You wouldn't miss it, Ray.
Awesome. How are you liking that coffee this morning?
That's good coffee.
How was your Bambi breakfast, your Bambi sausage with egg on the bun this morning?
That was great.
Did you like that?
A little bit of spice in there.
Yeah. Well, what do you think about this beef jerky? Which one's your favorite?
Oh, I like the honey, ginger, garlic. I mean, those are three of my favorites on their own.
Yeah.
You know, you put honey on anything and I'm in.
I'm the same way. I got honey in my coffee this
ginger,
morning.
Ginger, you know, I'm one of them closet sushi lovers, so I actually like to put a little extra ginger on that, and then garlic. What don't you put garlic on? So combine those three onto beef jerky, I'm in.
Yep, we're all over it. Really good stuff. Man, you've been a busy boy. You got a lot going on with the Conservation Federation. You were just down in Springfield.
Yeah.
And did your deal down there. You got lots of stuff going on. You came back to your cabin over here to a little bit of heaven there and come down to see us this morning. Tell us a little bit about what's going on with you.
I've been all over the place the last few weeks. I was in Washington, D.C. for 5 days for the National Wildlife Federation conference, working on some big issues on the federal level, trying to get past the Recovering America's Wildlife Act, which is a really big deal. It could afford about a $1.3 billion allocation each year to wildlife across America. Very thankful that Missouri, we have at least three congressmen at this point that have signed on as co-sponsors to this. Johnny Morris was one of the leaders to bring this Blue Ribbon Panel decision of this Recovering America's Wildlife Act to the forefront. And Congressman Billy Long over in Springfield, Congresswoman Ann Wagner up in St. Louis, and right here in the Ozarks, Jason Smith has signed on. And
awesome.
Really want to give him a shout-out and say thank you for doing that. Wildlife means a lot to us, so we appreciate the fact that our congressman down here is listening and doing the right thing and supporting Recovering America's Wildlife Act.
Good stuff, good stuff.
Then I went to Lincoln, Nebraska for the Professional Outdoor Media Association conference.
Roma.
Caught up with some outdoor writers all across the country and a lot of the big product manufacturers. And what a cool town Lincoln is.
It was a great town.
Neat place. And then got back to good old Missouri. We had a big event down at the Wonders of Wildlife. Again, partnering with Johnny Morris and Bass Pro Shop. And we had about 200 of our closest friends there in the White River Conference Center and toured the museum side.
They
we did the
that's
aquarium.
Incredible. I haven't got to see that yet.
You know, you just about can't put it into words.
Okay.
It's just beyond any expectation. Everybody that you talk to that goes and sees the Wonders of Wildlife, it just blows them away. I've fortunately been through it, you know, almost a half dozen times now, and every time you go through it, you see something different. you learn something new. You stop and read a different sign that brings something. But one of the most moving things I saw this time is, I'm forgetting the actual name of it, but President George W. Bush has done these portraits of our warriors, soldiers.
Wow.
And he's an amazing painter. And his friendship with Johnny Morris, they have those on display now.
Wow.
A number of these original paintings by the president of some of our soldiers. And you stand there and look at those and understand, you know, everything that went into the understanding from the president's point
right.
of view. And then for him to project that through art, I think is pretty unique and amazing.
That is amazing.
So,
You mentioned a while ago when you came over on air about your drive down or your drive over. Why don't you tell us about that?
Well, I'm a semi-local down here now.
Yeah,
so I built a house over in Shannon County and spending as much time down here as I can. And, you know, to get up in the darkness on the creek and have the sun come up over these mountains. And, you know, if anybody's listening from out of the area that hasn't spent time down in the Ozarks, but you're familiar maybe with the Smoky Mountains, we have that same kind of effect here in the morning with the fog lifting off and coming out of the river valleys and the sunrise hitting that. Deer running across the road. You know, I stopped on top of the bridge over the Jack's Fork at Buck Hollow and looked down at the river. And honestly, man, for a guy who's traveled the country, there's just nowhere I'd rather be.
Than the Ozarks,
This is as pretty as it gets in America.
It's just a beautiful place, and we want to invite everybody to come on down to the Ozarks. And got lots of great businesses down here, the float streams, we've got the mills, the big springs, and so many things you can do, hunting and fishing and floating. It's just lots of activities you can do, and come down and spend that money in the Ozarks and help these local folks.
One of the other major advantages, and it's hard to even fathom having better weather for spending time outdoors in the summer.
Right.
Because right now it's getting up into the high 80s and 90s during the day, which is perfect for being on the river. You're floating, you get hot, you pull over, you swim, you get back in your canoe or kayak, you go down a little bit further, you have a lunch on the shore, you swim. But then at night, the temperatures in the hollers, they just drastically drop. So I got up this morning, it was 60 degrees out. So, you know, sweating all day, working, playing, swimming. And then at night, it gets cool enough to where you can actually cozy up with a blanket and sleep like a baby.
I understand you were saying you got like 14 hours sleep last night.
Oh, man.
That's awesome.
That's more than I've had in the last 2 weeks, though. So I got down, you know, I get down to my house down here, and there's no internet, there's no cell phone, there's no television,
nothing.
There's no distractions. And I just needed some downtime. Got in there, cuddled up on the couch with a big old pillow and crashed out in the evening. Woke up, made some dinner, went back to bed, got up about
That's awesome.
4 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, recharge those batteries.
I feel great. I'm going to go fishing later today. And
cool. If you're just joining us, we're visiting with Brandon Butler, the Conservation Federation of Missouri. Give us some information on how people can join the Conservation Federation.
Yeah, the Conservation Federation, everything you need to know is online at confedmo.org. But we go back 83 years now. The Conservation Federation has been involved in every piece of policy, every advocacy initiative that's really helped not only reestablish deer and turkeys, but to promote them to the level to where our state is far and away the best conservation state in America. And the Federation has been there every step of the way, citizens doing the work. We're not a political organization. This is a nonprofit like the Turkey Federation or the Elk Foundation. But what we work on is Missouri. So whether you're a fisherman, a hunter, a camper, a hiker, you enjoy the outdoors. The organization that is working on your behalf, bringing together nearly 100 affiliated organizations, is the Conservation Federation Missouri.
And you keep your ear on what's going on and let us know before bad stuff can happen.
We do. And you know, we do everything we can to ensure citizens are informed of legislation or policy changes that could be, you know, detrimental to the way you appreciate doing things. And we have relationships with elected officials. I spend a lot of time with governors, and very excited about Governor Parson coming in and Lieutenant Governor Kehoe. Lieutenant Governor Kehoe was our conservation legislator of the year. So we know we've got a great man moving into that role, and the experience and leadership coming from those two guys is refreshing. And I've been getting a lot of questions about that lately because, you know, most of my hunting and fishing buddies don't rub shoulders with the governor too often. So they're like, you know, what's he like? What's this like? And You know, the one thing that I've been saying the last few weeks is if I got to go in and have heart surgery, I'd like somebody with a little experience to do it. And if I got to get my engine rebuilt in my truck, I'd like somebody with a little experience to do it.
Right.
So this, like, get rid of career politicians sort of mantra that we've heard in our country the last few years, I don't necessarily agree with it. I get kind of what people are saying, but at the same time, somebody with some experience, somebody who's spent a career kind of building towards leadership, is important. And if you look at Governor Parson, he's a man who spent 6 years in the military, came home, became a deputy, then he became a criminal investigator, then a sheriff, then a state rep, then a state senator, yeah, then lieutenant governor, and governor, all the while being a small business owner and a farmer.
Pretty much covers it.
Yeah, pretty much covers it. So, like, yeah, and he's done all that scandal-free, you know, over awesome. 40 years. He's just a very solid human being, and I think that's first and foremost what you need in yep. leadership, somebody that you want your kids to be around. And I'm just excited in the direction our state's going.
Awesome. Give out that website again.
Confedmo.org.
We just visited with Brandon Butler, Conservation Federation Missouri. We're here in Mountain View, Missouri, in the Ozarks. I can hear the birds singing through the headphones. How cool is that?
It just doesn't get any better.
We're going to take a break here in just a minute. We're going to come back on the other side with Mr. Jim Anderson from Shady Lane's Cabins and Motels and visit about the local area. And with that, we're going to take a break. Matty G, take us to the other side, baby.
Christmas 85, when it began to snow.
My absolute favorite time of the year.
Dad was so proud when I hollered loud. Santa brought my first.